All right, Ian Nelson is with us. He is with the Delta County and Menominee County Public Health Department for both counties. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jack.
You have quite a job, environmental health. That covers a lot of areas, doesn't it?
It sure does, yep.
We're going to be talking here, though, about radon, and I imagine the first thing to ask you, people may not know what that is. We've heard of carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide. We've heard of fumes. What is radon?
Well, radon's a colorless, odorless, radioactive gas, and it occurs naturally in the environment. And as it occurs in the ground, in the below ground surface, it moves up, and it could become trapped in a home, and the elevations of the radon.
In your work here at Delta and Menominee Counties, given our location, our geographic location, have you encountered radon being a problem?
I'd say we have, with respect to the state, we have low to moderate levels of radon in our district.
So what's the problem? What if you can't see it or smell it or taste it? What's the big deal?
Well, if the health risk is cancer, and if an individual is exposed to elevated levels of radon for longer periods of time, again, the health risk would be the development of cancer.
Well, your department and many others really put a lot of effort, don't you, in publicizing that? Because, frankly, I growing up, I never heard of radon.
Yeah, I think that the attempt to increase public awareness has been around for a little bit, and that's really what we're trying to do. I think what we're trying to promote here with this free radon test kit for the month of January is just to have people sample their homes and give themselves an idea of, you know, the radon level in their home.
So how do you get rid of it if you do have elevated levels in your home?
You know, if you have elevated, you know, if your test comes back, you know, with an elevated level, then the recommendation would be to sample again. So to do a little bit of a sampling schedule to be sure before you do anything to your home. But there are ways to remove that soil gas from below your foundation and vent it to the outside of your home. There's some passive ways, which are just using vent pipes, and then there's some mechanical ways where you're using the same type of piping structure, but you're using maybe a fan to help move that air.
And in some cases, it's quite complicated, isn't it? A lot of work to get rid of it. If you're in a home that or a business that has a real bad problem after those tests come back.
Well, I guess any time that you're, you know, going to try to do construction when you have an existing building and facilities, I guess it could be more challenging than doing it on new construction. But the ventilation systems are, they're pretty simple. So I don't want to say that it's the most difficult construction to do, but obviously more of a challenge if you're if your building and facilities are already set up.
Okay, so tell me about these kits that are available in January. Where can people get them? What are they? You know, how do they work and all that?
Yeah, individuals can pick the kits up in person at either our Delta County office or our Menominee County office. It'll just take a few minutes to come in. We just ask for the individual's name and the address where they're going to be deploying the kit. The kit's really simple to set up. There's good, clear instructions with the kit, and there's a self-mailing envelope that the individual would take to the post office to mail it out to the lab.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't even go through you, then it goes to the lab, and then they, I'm sure, will send you the results, right?
Yeah, we get copied the results through the state, so we do end up seeing them. We don't have an individual's name on there, but we get the the county location and the township, those kind of, and the levels.
Okay. Anything else about radon and these kits that you want to let people know about that Ian and I did not bring up in this interview?
Well, I would just encourage folks to stop in and pick up a kit. Again, it's free. Just take a couple moments of stopping in. The sign-out process is simple. The deployment of the kit is easy, and the shipping of it's also easy. So, month of January, stop into either department and pick a kit up.